All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 90, nearing the century mark here. Learning today is sponsored by David Rosenbaum in memory of his father, Moshe Aaron and Shlomi Yechiel, and by Blanche Silver in memory of her mother, Frida Bas Eliyahu, Tehi Nishmasam Tzrura B'Tzrura Chaim, and we'll learn Le'ilei Nishmas Shira Bas Devorah Leah. Okay, interesting topic today. Actually, the initial question a couple of people asked was about bringing a smart sitter, like an iPhone, Android app with a sitter into a bathroom with the screen on. Is that allowed? Is it even a problem with the screen off? Because it's like in the phone there. I'm bringing Shem Hashem into the bathroom. So Mirza Shem, we'll get to that tomorrow, but I figured just to even do an opening one on bringing any sitter or safer, an old school version, an actual safer, into the bathroom. What is the deal with that? Is it allowed? What kind of coverings do we need? So we'll try to get to that right now. I think a lot of people, the notion is you need a double covering to bring anything into the bathroom. Again, not going to call it a myth, but there are many layers to this, and it's not pashut that you do need a double covering for everything. So we'll try to uncover that right now. I just started that. Okay. So the Gemara in Maseches Brachos says that one is not allowed to enter a bathroom with tefillin on. The Gemara says, Af Samach Aleph, that it's true the parshios inside are covered, so that's okay, but the shin on the outside of the tefillin is exposed, and that's a problem. This opens up the discussion of, well, what kind of covering do you need? Because that sounds like a single cover for your tefillin. So what kind of covering do you need for bringing Shem Hashem into the bathroom, or even, let's just say, Divrei Torah into the bathroom? What do you got to do? All right, so the Mishnah Brura in Siman Mem Gimel Sivkatim Chav Hei quotes two opinions on the matter. First, he quotes an opinion that as long as they are bekis, as long as Shem Hashem, Svarim Muksavim, that have Shem Hashem, as long as they're in some sort of pocket or bag, one cover, you're in the clear. Then he quotes that the Yesh Omer, no, Davka Be'inam, Tich Besoch Tik, or Kli Besoch Kli. No, you need a double covering to enter the bathroom. A single covering would be like just in my bag or just in my pocket. A double covering would be in like a wallet that's also in a bag would be a good example. Like here I have a show and tell. So right, so I have my pocket sitter, has Shem Hashem in it, or some variation of Shem Hashem, and I put it inside my wallet. So that's a single covering. I put that in my pocket. That would be a double covering. So do you need one or two covers for something you're bringing into the bathroom? The Mishnah Berurah quotes two opinions on the matter. Interesting is, you know what? Yeah, we'll do. Interesting aside. So there is a question if you're allowed to bring a dollar bill into the bathroom. Why? Because it says in the dollar bill, in God we trust. It has the name God. Is the name God Shemos? Is there Kedusha there? So the Shach says in Yoredei Kufayin Tes that no, that translations of God's name, one of them being God, because Kael Elokim means God, translations, laws, does not have Kedusha. You wouldn't need a berry, Shemos, something which is only a translation of God's name. That being said, the Mishnah Brura and Simon Pehe says, okay, you don't have to bury, it doesn't have Kedusha, it's not Shemos, but you can't treat it B'derech B'zayin. He gives the example, you can't say it in a bathroom, in a dirty place. You can't say God's name in a dirty place like the bathroom. So if you can't say it in the bathroom, presumably you can't bring it into the bathroom either. So, oh, this became a question. How can we bring our wallets, our dollar bills into the bathroom? We're bringing God's name, God, into the bathroom. Assuming it's a problem, as long as you have it in your wallet, there's a double covering because your wallet is one, your pocket's the other. All right, to take out your wallet now makes it a single covering. To take out the dollar bill, I don't know why you'd be doing that. Maybe it's an issue according to Mishnah Berurah, but if it's in your wallet, which is in a pocket, you're definitely good to go. Okay, back to the regular story of Svarim and whatnot and Sidurim. How can you bring that into the bathroom? We should avoid it, but sometimes you're at an airport or somewhere and you have something, a sitter or whatever in your bag, and you can't just leave the bag outside, so you have to bring it in. So what are the rules? So again, presumably a double covering will always help you. And there are dinim of like one kli miyucha lakach and one kli not miyucha lakach, but beyond the scope at this moment. So do we always need a double covering, right? That's the way we'll address it. Is that a myth? Do you always need a double covering? So some potential leniencies of why you might only need a single covering. First of all, as we mentioned, there are many opinions who think you only need a single covering. The Mishnah Berurah quoted them. The Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenburg says you only need a single covering. So there are many who say, yeah, you only need a single covering. All right, there are those who say you need a double. So people, if that opinion's out there, it's, I guess, better to be machmir when you're dealing with bizayim to Shem Hashem. But there are those who make a din, whole conversation is over, you only need one covering. Another tzad lahakol could be our bathrooms are not so dirty. They're not what Rav Yosef Karo in the Shulchan Aruch was talking about. It's not what the Gemara was talking about. There's no actual waste, you know, really, generally inside the bathroom, if it's functioning well, which could depend, I guess. And this is also machlokas, or there are those who are makil, there are those who are machmir. Moshe says our bathrooms, it's like a suffix if it's a better level than the olden day bathrooms. He says you shouldn't make a bracha inside the bathroom. He says you shouldn't even wash until sidayim for bread inside the bathroom. But you could wash until sidayim for davening. So it's like a suffix. So, you know, it could help. I wouldn't just rely on that, but it definitely could help that our bathrooms are better. The fact that most of our svarim today, if not all of them, are printed and not ksav yad, right? Tilin is a ksav yad. But printed svarim might have a lower level of kedushin. There are poskim who hold that. And Rav Scheinberg said, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, for that reason, you only need one covering anytime you're dealing with a printed sefer. Like my sitter, this is not a ksav yad sitter, it's printed. Yet, the Mishnah Berurah argues in that. Mishnah Berurah says, no, a printed sefer in a couple places, explicitly defus, also yesh behem kedusha, and would require a kli besil kli, the Mishnah Berurah says, in a number of places. And it seems like most poskim are of the opinion that we should still treat printed svarim with the necessary level of kedusha. Don't think geniza per se, but definitely would require kli besil kli according to many of the poskim there. You know what? I'll just add another minute in a separate video now.